So a lot has gone on regarding the Sharon Hospital over the past 24 to 36 hours. I know here we received a couple of telephone calls and actually an instant message from a resident in Millerton whose wife is expecting and said, hey, I hope you throw some bombshell questions to the Sharon Hospital about their discontinuing maternity service. Then I saw almost at a simultaneous clip Brian Oler's post on his page about what was going on. So right now we're going to bring Brian Oler in, who is fresh off his meeting at the Sharon Hospital. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Marshall.
So now, I mean, this came as a shock to everybody because, A, first of all, it's the type of thing you hear, you say, nah, that's just a rumor. But then the more you look into it, so there is truth to this. Why not explain what has happened? And then we'll go into your meeting and what might come about this.
Sure. So beginning last week, I started to hear rumors from staff members that this potentially was coming down the pipeline, this closure of the maternity ward at Sharon Hospital. So I dug a little deeper and talked to some staff that have a more intimate involvement with that ward. And it was confirmed that Thursday staff was told the closure would be happening at the end of July. And almost minutes after, I started receiving phone calls from concerned expectant mothers, many of them who are close friends of mine, same generation of parents who are some expecting their first child, or it could be their second or third. And they've had this continuity of care for so many years, and they've built these relationships with Dr. Jaffe, Dr. Mortman, and Dr. Schnurr, and all of these great people, and the nurses and staff in the ward, and they're just devastated. And for an expectant mother to have these worries and concerns, it should be the least of their concerns. You know, they're already worried with what has come to be 9 months from when they become pregnant and you know, the unknowns of the future. Having this news come and have such a quick turnaround of a closure was just unacceptable to me. I immediately reached out to Chairman President Peter Cordeau to ask for some answers and if he could confirm, which he did. So I asked for an immediate meeting this morning, and right at 6:30 a.m. I met with him and Christina McCulloch, the chief nursing officer, and they explained to me that this wasn't a hasty or rushed decision. I guess it had been in conversation for the past year, and they're stressing patient safety as the reason for the labor closing the labor portion of the journey of childbirth. The pre- and postnatal care is still going to be available, GYN care. They're really going to expand women's services overall, which I appreciated that patient safety was priority number one, and it wasn't just dollars and cents. However, in the Northwest Corner, we are trying our hardest to attract young families, people that will have, whether their first child or build a family here, two, three, four children. I know many of the faculty members are at private schools. One of the things they always say is the availability of full-service maternity care in the Northwest Corner is priority number one to them because they're having two or three or four children, A, because they can afford to, they have housing, they have a very good job set up, and they're confident that they can raise a family here because we all know how wonderful the Northwest Corner is.
And not only having a full care, quality service, I mean, that's the whole thing. These are our doctors that have been in this area. I'll use the term forever because if there's a rollover where somebody retires, it's because they've retired because they've been here 30 or 40 years.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk a long term and I wanted to think outside the box. And I said, listen, ideally, I want to see things remain status quo. The people, the community want this, expectant mothers want this, Sharon Hospital deserves it, the entire community deserves full service, quality care. And the big thing to stress now is we left that meeting and that deadline of the end of July or July 31st is no longer. There is no longer a set time or date for the closure because after what we had stressed in the meeting about why this service needs to be retained, they also elaborated that they need permission from the state of Connecticut to close this ward. They need to go through a CON process, which is a certificate of need, similar to what they did when they transitioned to a nonprofit under HealthQuest. If you're going to close a major unit of the hospital, you need permission to do this. So part of the CON process is a public hearing process. So it's going to be quite extensive. Hopefully it's quite lengthy. Hopefully a full vetted review is done, and I think it's an opportunity for the public and certainly expectant mothers to come out and basically stress how great the facility is, that they appreciate that patient safety is the officers of the hospital's first concern. But however, the staff that is there and the opportunity to bring newer staff in to continue this service, I think it's an opportunity for HealthQuest to do this, and I would love to be a part of the of that conversation.
As a layperson, if they need state permission, then why were they just going to close it on July 1st?
That wasn't very clear to me. I know.
The
state takes a while to do anything, as we know. So I think looking at the longevity of the current staff that is there, I know there was talks about some who were possibly considering retirement, but there is a group called the Physicians for Women's Health, which is basically a contracted unit of laborists that contract with different hospitals like Danbury. It's an opportunity for Sharon Hospital, I think, to utilize that network of doctors who are very familiar with the labor process, who are the cream of the crop, that can come in here and continue that. Because part of all of this, and you know, we lost oncology last year at Sharon Hospital, and nobody really cared too much, or not too many feathers were ruffled. But when it comes down to maternity care, something that Sharon Hospital has been known for, you have a beautiful ward that was built no longer than 15 years ago, all of millions of dollars invested in this. This is where people want to have their baby.
It's a women's health center. That was yes. All that money was invested in. By the way, this is Brian Oler, our state representative. If you're out there and you have a question or a comment, 860-364-5141 is our telephone number. You're welcome to join in, 860-364-5141. But, Brian, getting back to the state hearings that will be held and the public hearing portion of it, I know that when the hospital went from for-profit to nonprofit, the meetings were held out in Hartford, and there were meetings that were held out here as well, and they were all very well attended. Will it be the same thing where meetings are held there in Hartford and also satellite meetings held out here like they were years ago?
That's part of the CON process, correct. There will be meetings out in Hartford, but out of respect for the people that live way out here, there should be publicly held meetings where the public can come in and speak yay or nay on this decision. So I'm hopeful that President Cordeau would be open to that.
Were all the doctors, I know this is a little earlier, the doctors that deliver babies at Sharon Hospital, were they upset about this? And could they also be part of the hearings?
I would hope so. I did hear from one of them personally yesterday, and we spoke about a half an hour on how this all came to be and where they feel the future is. And their heart is definitely in this ward. They're invested in this community, both personally and with their family through generations that came before them. And they don't want to see it close.
We're talking once again with Brian Oler about the stunning news, and it is stunning, about the possible loss of the maternity delivery here at Sharon Hospital. It's no longer going to be July 1st. It's going to now tentatively a floating date set for January 1st, 2019.
That's what I would like to see if it is inevitable. My first priority is to keep things open, work with the hospital staff and the leadership to keep this going. If all else fails, then perhaps January 1st, 2019 would be a new date to allow the expectant mothers that are going through this process with Sharon Hospital now to have the peace of mind knowing that they can deliver at Sharon.
Well, I would hope that area selectmen, boards of finance, all get together and contact and meet with the hospital, because as I said before, Sharon Hospital, yes, it is here. It provides really excellent health care for people that are 35 to 50 minutes otherwise away from excellent health care. It provides great services. HealthQuest is doing a lot of great things since they've come in here. But what the greater community has to stress to the hospital, and the greater community is not only the people and the taxpayers, but the people who represented us, like you and other people who represent us, that this is a community struggling to keep its families here and to get more families. Look at the enrollments in this hospital. By doing this, you want to see enrollments continue to drop. You will see dramatic changes in the enrollments at our area schools if this is allowed to happen, simply because what young family is going to move here if there is not that service that has been in the community? It's more than just a health point. It is an economic, and I know it sounds cold for me to say that, but Brian, it's an economic factor that is staggering to think that if it's lost, maybe not in a year-to-year basis, but over the course of years, it's pretty staggering. Hi, do you have a question or a comment for Brian?
Good morning, Marshall and Brian. Jean Salitzer calling to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for saving the maternity ward, at least for now.
Thank you, Jean. Thank you for calling in. I know it's a very nerve-wracking time, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to come in this morning and speak with Marshall, and thank you for calling in. There's a lot of unknown still out there, but we're going to keep this dialogue going, and I thank the public for speaking out as much as they've done so far.
And, Jean, my comment to you is from the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce, get your businesses together and also approach the hospital, because they have to realize that this is a decision that firstly affects the men and women that are parents and that are going to have babies and that live here and that might move here. But just imagine the ramifications, Jean, on the business.
It's a very delicate balance.
On the business community, it's and also the housing community, and you name it, the
All
ramifications
of it. Everybody's
are huge.
Affected. But I can't imagine the tremendous sigh of relief that some of these young mothers just breathed thanks to Brian's efforts this morning and the radio. And thank you all so very, very much.
Thanks, Jean.
All right, have a great day, guys.
All right. So once again, just recap it in a nutshell here, Brian. I mean, we all heard the rumors. The rumors were true. And then effective this morning, you met with the hospital.
Yes. So the rumors were true that they do want to close the labor portion of that ward. That we agreed to eliminate the July 31st or end of July deadline that was sort of arbitrarily out there that we had heard from staff. They're going to give us the due diligence to do our homework, and they have to go through a certificate of need process with the state, which ultimately the state has to grant them permission to close that section of Sharon Hospital. So this isn't going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen by the end of July. There's still a lot of areas to cover, and I'm hopeful that the public will join me in speaking out in defense of keeping things status quo at the ward.
Well, Brian, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marshall.